Welcome back to the Amber May Show. I'm so glad you are here with me today. I have major news breaking. Well, I don't know if it's breaking, but major news to talk about today. So that's exciting. Some big things happened yesterday, and we're going to talk about that. But just so you know, I am taking some time off in July. So if you don't see a lot of programs, that is why. So big things are happening. You probably already heard the Georgia Guidestones got destroyed yesterday. This is fantastic news because this is like religious beliefs of the elite. You know, they're supposed to look like the Stonehenge in Europe. So it was kind of cool to see the destruction of that. And I think that's signs of things to come that are good for you and I. And I think it's the destruction. It's a sign of the destruction of the hold the elites have over you and I. I think our eyes are being open now because what they've done is so egregious that it was in your face. You couldn't help but see all the things they've been doing to us over the years and tricking us and making us believe things that weren't true. So let me show you this video of the Georgia Guidestones that got destroyed yesterday. See the rubble right there? Let's see, here's a picture of the rubble right there. So if you are my audio only listening podcasters, I'm just showing you a picture of the destruction of the Georgia Guidestones. And one of the things on this Georgia Guidestones, these are like, I think, religious beliefs of the elite, is that we should only have a population of 500 million. And the elite have had a depopulation platform for a very long time. So I think it's so fantastic that it got destroyed. So good. Okay, so big news happened in Europe. And anytime that you hear of a resignation, especially if you're in high places, and the media will tell you, oh, they just left for family stuff, or like they just left because spend more time with their family. Oh, they just left for this. No. When someone in high places step down, major stuff is happening behind the scenes that they're just not letting you or I know about. And so let's recap some of the big things that have happened. We had the overturning of Roe versus Wade. We have had Georgia Guidestones destroyed. We have had, what else did we have? Me and my friend went through this. Oh, I'm going to get to some of the other things that happened this week. So they're all kind of tied together. Major things are happening. I think this is great news. I think our country is going to change. I think the grasp of the elite are going away. So a big deal that happened in Europe was that Boris Johnson resigned, in quotes, as prime minister amid flurry of cabinet resignations. This doesn't just happen. Major stuff has to be going on behind the scenes for someone in a political power to step down, because people love two things, money and power. And if they have money and power, you think they're really just going to step down? No, they were forced out by something or someone. And they don't tell us what it is until probably much later. I thought this tweet was interesting that was said about Boris Johnson. It said the conservatives have overseen 12 years of economic stagnation, declining public services, and empty promises. I guess I'm pulling that up. We don't need to change the Tory at the top. We need proper change of government. We need fresh start for Britain. It's good news that the country that Boris Johnson has resigned as prime minister, but it should have happened a long time ago. He has always been unfit for office. He has been responsible for lies, scandal, and fraud on an industrial scale. And all those who have been complicit should be utterly ashamed. Probably why there was a lot of resignations yesterday, because they're probably complicit and they're probably trying to save themselves, like all man for themselves. Just like Tom says in my show, you don't talk about Fight Club, but rules change once you get outed, then all man for themselves and they will snitch on everybody. So back to this tweet, it says they have been in power for 12 years. The damage they have done is profound. 12 years of economic stagnation, 12 years of declining public services, 12 years of empty promises. Enough is enough. We need to change the Tory at the top and we need proper change of government. We need a fresh start for Britain. So this is not just for Britain. I mean, this is the United States too. We have been buffaloed to thinking we had a two-party system. Truly, we had a uniparty and they did such a great job of making us fight amongst each other. They would stir this pot over here. So this pot over here would be stirred so that we'll never be a United States, that we would be a divided state, because you cannot defeat people that are united. It's only easy to defeat them if they're divided. So they've done a brilliant job making us feel like Republicans are the good guys or the Democrats are the good guys. They've made it. And then the opposite's the enemy. Like, they've done a good job making it feel like we have a two-party system, but notice empty promises. And that's because they had their own agenda and nothing was going to stop their agenda. They didn't care about you. They certainly didn't care about me. And I'm going to show you that as we progress on the show. So they cared only about their agenda. And the way they think is, by any means necessary, the ends justify the means. It doesn't matter if they kill a bunch of people along the way, as long as they get what they believe to be right and true. They don't have any regard for you or for me. And so now we're finally realizing we've been played all these years. And it's no wonder why when the Republicans had the House, the Senate, and the presidency, nothing got done. How come, you know, the Republican platform is pro-life? How come when we had the Senate, the House, and the presidency, we didn't ban abortions? We could have made laws to ban abortions, but we didn't. Why? Because they didn't care about that. They were going with the one world order, the new world order, the libertarian, the liberal order, whatever that order is. That's what they were going for. And they were all friends and they had it all planned out who was going to be president. And we've had a Clinton or a Bush for decades until Donald Trump came in and it stirred everything up. And so now we're starting to be free from the elites that have been controlling us for so long. So let me go on. I have some more stuff to share with you. But I thought that was great news because stuff is happening, folks. They're just not going to tell us all the ins and outs, but stuff's happening behind the scenes. So we should be really excited about that. So you just saw that Boris, he stepped down from office as prime minister in his cabinet. Now look at Biden. Biden's longtime communication director to step down, mainstream media reports hammer White House. So it's not just Boris that's going to step down in his staff. It's only a matter of time. It's a ticking time bomb before Biden steps down and some more people high up in our government steps down, because it's never exactly what they say. The frustration with the White House boiled over Wednesday as it announced the departure of communication director Kate Bedingfield. The Wall Street Journal broke the story Wednesday afternoon, irking others who had sniffed the Bedingfield's department and were cooling their heels, waiting for the White House comment that never came until the story hit. Bedingfield was a President Joe Biden's communication director when he was vice president in Obama's administration and was deputy campaign manager for communications during his 2020 campaign before being named White House communication director. A White House news release on Wednesday said Bedingfield will leave the White House in late July to spend more time with her husband, young children, after three straight years of leading his communication team. That's what they always say. That is what they always say. There's more to the story than this. It's all man for themselves. There's something going on in the White House. They're just not going to tell us yet. Excuse me. As noted by Axios, her exit comes amid others in the White House communication team, including Jen Psaki, left in May. Good riddance, because that woman was mean. Another jump sinking ship, Biden's sinking ship. Her comment comes on the heels of Jen Psaki's decision to step down as press secretary. Do you see a pattern? Boris Johnson's cabinet stepped down, and then now Boris Johnson, prime minister of England, steps down. Biden's staff is stepping down. Major stuff is happening behind the scenes. This is great news. So let's see. It says, coming as it does with Biden's approval rating sagging, I thought Biden was the most popular president, and that's why he won the 2020 election. Funny, the most popular president is his approval ratings sag, and he's not going to be running next term, but he was the most popular president, and that's why he won the 2020 election. Now the media is finally coming out and saying things like approval, like read between the lines. He wasn't the most popular president. He didn't win. Trump won. We were lied to. We were scammed. Okay, coming as it does with Biden's approval rating sagging, the departure is big news about an administration that has already appeared embattled. Accusations that the White House unfairly managed the story flown on Twitter among media representatives. So this is great. You know, I think we're going to see more things to come on that. Let me share this other video with you. Sorry about that. This is a video that I think you need to see.
Cooperating.
Well, it certainly looks like they're trying to cover for Hunter Biden, and this certainly is a pattern in this White House. But if you go back to the history of SARS, they were created right after September the 11th when George W. Bush was president. It was a way for banks to help the federal government try to catch foreign money laundering and terrorist groups who were funneling money in to potential terrorist cells in the United States. That's how suspicious activity reports came about. And the fact that Hunter Biden and the president's brother have had at least 150, and we don't have access to his bank records for the last 3 or 4 years. This was just what was on the hard drive. So at least 150 suspicious activity reports. Some of those accounts may have been commingled with then Vice President Joe Biden. This is very serious, but Congress used to could get the suspicious activity reports from the Treasury Department. All you had to do, any member of Congress, you'd have to be on the oversight committee, any member of Congress could request from Treasury a list of SARS in their district or in their state, and SARS would turn it over. But when Joe Biden became president, without telling anyone in the dark of night, he changed that rule, and now you cannot access those suspicious activity reports.
So now this is an administration-wide cover-up. The Treasury's now covering up for what the Biden family is up to. What does it tell you about the Biden family business that not one, not two, not six suspicious activity flags were caught by Treasury, but over 150, Congressman?
Well, I came from a banking background. My family's involved in banking, and I can tell you this. It's very uncommon for anyone in America to get more than one suspicious activity report. 99.9% of Americans never get a suspicious activity report. But to get 150, I'm going to go out on a limb, Jesse, and say that's more than anyone in the history of the United States. And I would be willing to make a wager of that. And this is with multiple banks. And I know at the bank that I was affiliated with, whenever someone occasionally did get a suspicious activity report, after all the compliance and all the regulations and all the time that was consumed in dealing with that, the bank would politely tell the customer, please find another bank. So, you know, he wasn't treated like a normal bank customer at the banks where he was banking. And to have 150 suspicious activity reports proves what we've been saying all along. Hunter Biden is a national security risk.
All right. Yet another record set by Joe Biden. Thank you so much, Congressman. Stay on Yellen. She needs to release these flags.
Could that be the reason why people are now stepping down from the White House, Biden's cabinet? Could that be? We went from a president and an upstanding family to the Biden family. We had President Trump and his family all united, all working together, all loving each other. They worked together in their corporation. They pulled together when they were in office. And then you go from that to a fake president's son doing drugs with pornography, with child pornography, the laptop from hell, them going having illegal dealings with their money, deal 100 suspicious activities, and now they can't get access to it all of a sudden. Come on. Hey, I'm gonna get to that thought in just a second, but right now I'm gonna take a quick break. We all like to support veterans and veteran businesses, so I want you to check out thecommandersartist.com. His artwork is phenomenal, very patriotic. I think you're going to like it. And when you're at thecommandersartist.com, if you use my name, Amber, you're going to save some money at checkout. So you could support a veteran-owned business that also supports the Amber May Show, and you get a discount at the same time. It's a win-win situation for everybody. General Flynn loves him, and he's a great friend to me. So visit thecommandersartist.com today. Use promo code Amber and save some money at checkout. Hey, it's Amber, and I just wanted to let you know that right now is the lowest price you're going to see on the 3-inch mattress toppers from MyPillow.com. So go to MyPillow.com, use promo code Amber, and save up to 50% off on the 3-inch pillow toppers. So get some extra comfort while you sleep. It's super important that you and I and the rest of us sleep well, because we have the whole day to tackle. We have all the things to do, and we can't be tired doing it. The thing I love about my mattress topper is it keeps me nice and cool. So if you're one of those people like me that sleep warm, and I sleep warm because my beds tend to be is a Tempur-Pedic type bed, and so it's naturally warm. When I put that MyPillow mattress topper, it really did cool down the bed. It has technology in it to keep your body regulated and nice and cool. So it made a big difference. So if you want some extra comfort on your mattress, you want to sleep better, sleep cooler, then get the 3-inch mattress topper from MyPillow.com/Amber right now. And when you do that, use promo code Amber and save up to 66% off on everything on the website. Take care. You are listening to the Amber May Show, and now we return to the show already in progress. So there's stuff going behind the scenes. We don't have an upstanding family that is occupying the White House. We have a crime family up, you know, in the White House right now. And that's why there's no statute of limitations on voter fraud. So who knows when people will get arrested for that. I mean, arrests are happening in Arizona on voter fraud, but you know, you go after the lower people because they know the top people, and eventually those lower people, they're the ones who get the deals. They're the ones who sing about the people up top, and then law enforcement goes gets the people at top because they know exactly who's at top. They have the evidence. They know who they need to go to because the lower level gets the deals. They're the ones who gets the deals. So as more people start singing to save their own skin, I think we're going to see more things happen. All right. So going on, I couldn't believe this. Yes, I can believe this. I'm kind of excited to see that there was some more arrests that happened. 120 tips on potential victims as Utah sheriff investigates claims of ritual child sexual abuse. Ritual child sexual abuse. And this was in Utah. Folks, this is all over the United States. It's all over the world. It's not just here. It's not just at the small levels. Like you see, if you've seen a show I've done previous and it talks about there was a sheriff in Florida. This is every time they do a sex bust ring, Disney employees are always arrested, So the lower people get arrested because they're the less valuable ones. So those are the ones who go first, but it goes all the way up to the top. And so I think we're going to find, as more arrests happen, we're going to find more and more of them going all the way to the top, because we've had a mayor last week get arrested in Texas for sex trafficking or sex related crimes with minors. And when there was a celebrity, a cheerleading celebrity on Netflix that just got arrested for sex with minors. I mean, it's prolific. It's disgusting. It's prolific. So we had a bust like a week or two ago with and Disney employees were involved in Florida. This is in Utah. Arizona is a hub for trafficking and also for drugs and also for illegal immigrants. The local sheriff leading the investigation has solicited help from the FBI. Fantastic. Which confirms it is assisting the investigation. So anytime the FBI doesn't conduct the investigations because it's become a local or state crime, they just help if it goes beyond the state border. So maybe if it goes to multiple states, assuming that these are like the lower echelon and they're the good guys, because we know up at top, the FBI have been captured. The alleged abuse occurred for 2 decades from 1990 to 2010. In recent weeks, dozens of witnesses have come forward with information on these incidents. And this is coming from Zero Hedge, this article. I don't know the exact number, but it's now over 120 people have contacted us. And I'm sure there's likely more than 120 at this point. So let's go back. We had Jeffrey Epstein get arrested and all of a sudden he commits suicide. We had a sham trial with Ghislaine Maxwell. Now she's on suicide watch, and those are air quotes for my podcast only listeners. We had some busts going in Florida a few weeks ago with Disney employees. And like the sheriff said over there, there's always Disney employees in that. And if you've heard my show with Tom Althouse, he talks about the sex rings. He talks about Robertson's group and he talks about Disney. And now this is in another one in Utah. And ritual child sex, like it's disgusting. And remember Tom, he was talking about his honeypot wife was involved in that ritualistic stuff, and they were talking about, he just kind of mentioned it, he didn't really go into it. I didn't really press on with that because there was other things we were talking about. But there's likely more than 120 at this point, Utah County Sheriff Sergeant Spencer Cannon told the Epoch Times. Cannon said the tips are from a combination of victims or those who know of victims, and not all tips are from victims. And on May 31st, the Utah County Sheriff announced that the investigation has been underway since April of 21, involving reports of ritualistic child sexual abuse and child sex trafficking. I'm going to click this link. I'm curious. What? Oh, wow. Wow. This is from the Epoch Times, child sex trafficking. So if you can see this, this is a lot. Wow. This is a lot. Okay. So that's the article I'm reading now. And then there's a Delaware man sentenced to 21 years for sex trafficking minors amid Atlantic region, the DOJ says, and that happened June 4th. The article came out June 4th, 22. Undercover sting nets 43 arrests for child sex trafficking drugs in Arizona, ICE. That article came from June 1st, 22. 70 children rescued from sex traffickers in multi-state operation. That was May 31st, 22. Isolation during pandemic. I'll shut my phone off. I'm so sorry. I normally shut my phone off. Okay, isolation, I'm sorry about that. Isolation during pandemic has wrapped up online child sex trafficking Epstein assault survivor. That was February 1922. House of Hope healing children and restoring families, January 22. Overall justice not served in Ghislaine Maxwell case trafficking experts. That's January 5th, 22. And it goes on and on and on and on and on and on and on. Do you see how we have a problem in the United States? And you know what? What the sad thing is, the church has been captured. And Tom, let that be known. Not only did the Southern Baptist come out with a list, but Robertson's group, who supposedly the televangelist is involved in sex rings and the prolific consumption of pornography in our homes of Christian believers. Is it any wonder why we have so much child sex trafficking? When you purchase that pornography, when you look at that pornography, even if it's an adult, it ties into the child stuff. So if you think it's just an adult thing, you're fine. Realize that money is also going and hurting children. It's a nasty, nasty business. And, you know, the church, our country's in disarray because our church, the members of our church, the people of God, have been encapsulated with the addiction of pornography. And I'm here to tell you today, you can be free from that, because who the Son sets free is free indeed. You can transform by the renewing of your mind. When a man thinketh, so is he. So today is your day where you can be free of that horrible addiction that is feeding into the abuse of children. Today is your day to be free, because when the church is free, we can do what God wants us to do, and that is to help free people. It's to help feed the poor, to clothe the naked, to help the sick, to help the widows. When God's people are doing what they should and they're not encompassed in that sexual sin, this world will be a better place, much better place, and children will be protected. Children will be protected. So it's disgusting how much children have been victimized in our country, from the very bottom all the way to the White House. Disgusting. And we continue with our show. So I showed you this about, and this was Zero Hedge. Now here's what's interesting. Okay, so these are lower echelon people in our government, and they get thrown out to the wolves first. Okay, where does it say he's a county attorney? Let's see. He's okay. There's a county attorney. The investigation uncovered even more victims in neighboring Joab County and San Pete County during the same period in a press release. The sheriff's office said that local law enforcement confirmed portions of these allegations. It also led to, there is in here about, here it is. At a press conference a day after authorities announced the joint investigation in Utah County, then Utah County Attorney David Leavitt identified himself and his wife, an attorney, as possible suspects while vigorously refuting the claims. Leavitt lost his re-election bid on 28 to his challenger, who won by 73% of the vote, said law enforcement. It's about trust. It's about being able to say that the government makes an allegation that there is substance behind it and that we can believe in it. So he demanded that the sheriff's office, this former county attorney, demand that the sheriff resign that's investigating this crime, and that the investigation stops. Why would that be? Because you're involved, and probably higher ups in your state is involved in this. Of course you don't want that to be uncovered. So this former county attorney, the county attorneys prosecute crime. Our justice system is so messed up, because those in charge of prosecuting crime are criminals themselves. So when the police make an arrest, the county attorney prosecutes that or determines whether they get released, if they're going to go further with the case or not. So the sheriff's office, the police, they arrest the people, but it's up to the county attorneys to determine. It's up to the county attorneys to determine whether they're going to actually prosecute or release the person. If there's not enough evidence, or if they just don't feel like they're going to win the case. And so here we have this sex trafficking county attorney, sex trafficking children. How do you think he's going to react when cases of this come across his desk? Realize that article said 10 years since 1990 to early to 2000s. Okay. So how many of these cases did he not prosecute because he's protecting his friends, protecting people he knows, protecting himself? This is how messed up our government is. They don't prosecute actual crime. They prosecute people that are good citizens, that are veterans, that wanted to make their voices heard in 2020, why they peacefully protested while police let them into the building, and they throw them and lock away the key. People who actually followed the law. But the people who break the law sit in places of government. They sit in county attorneys that prosecute crime. They sit in judges' seats. They sit in attorney general offices. They sit in mayoral office. They sit in every level of government. So true justice never gets done. So they can do whatever the hell they want to do. See? It's disgusting. Thank God he lost his election. I think the country's turning around slowly but surely. So I showed you that. That was from Epoch Times, and it had a long list of child sex trafficking articles. Look at this. So sick. This is from 100% Fed Up. Sick. Top Biden administration officials publicly defended child prostitution. Here's what they said. Top, let that sink in. Top Biden officials publicly defend child prostitution. What did I just tell you? That Joe Biden's communications directors are stepping down because they want to just be with their family. They work so hard all these years. That's an elite position when you're in media. To be at the communication director at the White House, to be in communications at the White House, that's top. You don't just step down, oh, because I want to be with my family. I just showed you that there is money shenanigans going on. And now Biden administration officials are publicly defending child prostitution. So after reports have surfaced that both former Vice President Joe Biden and his son Hunter Biden are serial perverts, it has now been revealed that a top official in the Biden administration Department of Energy publicly defended prostitution. Sam Brighton, who is a Deputy Assistant Secretary of Spent Fuel and Waste Deposition in the Office of Nuclear Energy, defended rent boys in an article published to a pro-LGBT website. Brighton wrote an article defending the website rentboy.com after it was shut down for promoting prostitution. The CEO of the website was later indicted on prostitution-related charges. The indictment included accusations that the website allowed minors to prostitute themselves and did not verify their age. Okay. That's heavy words. The accusation that the website allowed minors to prostitute themselves. How about force them? I don't know of any minor wanting to prostitute themselves. I don't know that many people want to prostitute themselves. I think you get into a position where you get forced, you get trafficked. And so I would probably change the wording. They were probably forced into prostitution. Now, in one case, a Rent Boy employee allegedly deleted pictures of an underage prostitute's face to conceal their age. Brighton seemed aware of Rent Boy's use of underage prostitutes and defended it anyway, saying that many LGBT youth engage in sex works just to survive. Why? Why is this a thing among LGBT youth? That's terrible. How come people aren't reaching out to them and get them in a real job to really help them? Why are they forcing them to do sex work? This is disgusting. I mean, this is where people should come and help these people, that these youth engage in sex work just to survive. This is terrible. I think they're being forced into that. I don't think it's a choice. This doesn't sound like a choice to me. A 2013 Center of American Progress report suggests that LGBT youth are more than three times as likely to engage in sexual survival sex. That is so sad. We don't want that for our people. We don't want that for our youth. I don't know I don't know all the behind the scenes that this is their situation, but that breaks my heart. A recent high-level hire at the Department of Energy's Office for Nuclear Energy, like, this man is crying for help. He just looks like he's hurting so much on the inside. I don't know, he has terrible-looking lipstick on. And a recent high-level hire at the Department of Energy's Office of Nuclear Energy defended a controversial gay prostitute website with a track record of allowing children to be promoted for sexual services on the platform, the National Pulse can reveal. So here's a National Pulse link. Let's see what that says. Top new Biden staffer defended underage gay prostitute website rated by feds in jaw-dropping 2015 article. So this was from this was written by Natalie Winters, July 5th, 22. This is on the National Pulse's website. And so there's more information on that, but let me go back to my article at 100% fed up. The revelation from Unearth op-ed followed the National Pulse expose of appointee Samuel Brighton's past as a JAG queen, LGBTQ plus activists who have lectured on kinks at college campuses and participated in interviews about fetish roleplay. So in an article published on September 15th on the pro LGBT plus website advocate, Biden's latest top nuclear hire drives into a defense of the rentboys.com's website, which shuttered following an August 2015 illegal prostitution raid. Rentboy is a colloquial term for young men who have sex with older men in exchange for money, often under dubious circumstances. And I just wonder if the Robertson's group is tied with that, because Tom was saying how the televangelist, he is involved in homosexual sex rings. And so it just, when I talk to him and I hear this, I wonder if the two are linked together. So this is the fake president that sits in office that supposedly was the most popular president. So we have an article that says his staff is stepping down. We have a news article or a video that says he's engaged in nefarious banking transactions. Then we have this the sex ring that came out in Utah. And then we have Biden's official in his administration defending this prostitution of children to older men. So gross. This is the world we are living in, folks. Hey, I'm going to get to that thought in just a second, but right now I'm going to take a quick break. So yesterday I showed you how I just got my brand new weight loss coffee, but it does more than that. It helps reduce with fatigue and stress, and it helps with your mind. And yesterday I showed you how you could drink it hot with a warm glass or a hot glass of water. Today, I'm going to do an experiment. I don't know how it's going to taste, so you're going to join with me. So what I did is I grabbed my little blender. I put some ice and some water in it. And if you're on keto, then heavy whipping cream is a big part of keto. Like, you use it on a regular basis. So I'm going to add some heavy whipping cream. So this is going to be interesting. You're going to find out live on this video if I think it tastes good or not. Because it's an experiment. I might not like coffee this way. I mean, coffee's a new thing for me anyway. So this, just one scoop, is called the Java. So if you're trying to get healthier and you want to lose weight, then this is what you're going to need, because it has a lot of superfoods in it. It helps with burning fat. It helps with mental clarity and energy. And it smells really good. So here's my scoop of my coffee mix. It's called Java from Mfinity. You can find it in the links below this video, or you can go to ambermay.mymfinity.com. So it's gonna get loud, folks. It's gonna get loud. So hold on. Okay, moment of truth, folks. Let's hope I don't spill on TV. That would be so embarrassing. Ooh, it's like a smoothie. Cheers. Oh, I could dig that. Next time, I'm going to put more heavy whipping cream. That could do that. Here's to losing weight. So go to ambermay.myinfinity.com or go to thetimelesspack.com, use promo code AmberMay, and grab some coffee of your own.
You are listening to The Amber May Show, and now we return to the show already in progress. So this article came from the Gateway Pundit, and we are not slaves, we are farmers. Polish and Italian farmers rise up against government elites destroying their family business. Before I share this article, let's go to this article the Gateway Pundit has out. And it's the United Nations scrubbed this article heralding the benefits of world hunger from its website after it went viral. Okay. They tell us what they're going to do. They tell us, they brag, they tell us the plan. We just have to pay attention. It's not hidden. They tell us everything. Let me read that again. The United Nations scrubbed this article heralding the benefits of world hunger from its website after it went viral. And then I'll go back to this article. We are not slaves, we are farmers. Polish and Italian farmers rise up against government elites destroying their families. Now, with that being said, go back to the show that I did. I took a snip. It was from the Tom Show about the man in the high castle. And I took a snip of that, and it has to do with the X-Files, and it talks about starving us. And then I showed the articles of 100 different food manufacturing plants that went poof, just like that. Go back and watch that again, okay? They're telling us exactly what they're doing, and they're doing it strategically. This is not by accident, it's strategic. So if I go back to the article that talks about the United States thinking it's wonderful that they starve people, I will tell you the mounting evidence continues to emerge proving that food shortages and supply chain disruptions are being manufactured by the United Nations, the World Economic Forum, the World Health Organization, in an effort to institute the New World Order. Global government and to destroy the United States. 2009 op-ed published by the United Nations, which is now removed from its website, heralds hunger as the foundation of wealth. Did you catch that? Heralds hunger as the foundation of wealth and means to bolster the world's economy. Hunger must be sustained to exploit manual labor, contends George Kent, a professor at University of Hawaii's Political Science Department, who authored the November 2021 UN the document. We sometimes talk about hunger in the world as if it was a scourge that all of us want to see abolished, viewing it as comparable with the plagues or AIDS. But the naive view prevents us from coming to grips with what causes and sustains hunger. Hunger has a great positive value to many people, Kent notes. Indeed, it is fundamental to the working of the world's economy. Hungry people are most productive people, especially when there is a need for manual labor. Without the threat of hunger, essential low-paying jobs would become vacant, a labor shortage would emerge, and the global economy would cease to exist, Kent continues. When we in developed countries sometimes see poor people by the roadside holding up signs saying, "We'll work for food." Actually, most people work for food. It was mainly because people need food to survive that they work so hard, either in producing food for themselves and substantial level production, or by selling their services to others in exchange for money. How many of us would sell our services if it weren't for the threat of hunger? Most importantly, many of us would sell our services so cheaply if it wasn't for the threat of hunger. When we sell ourselves cheaply, we enrich others, those who own factories, the machines, and the lands, and ultimately own the people who work for them. Those who depend on the availability of cheap labor, hunger is the foundation of wealth. Wow, easier said than done. That's easy for you to say, those who have a fat belly and overweight, those that are starving to death because you're making them starve to death. That's not super nice to say to somebody, that we're starving you to death because we need your manual labor and you wouldn't do it unless we starved you to death. These are the people running our world. These are the people running our world. They're trying to starve you and they're trying to starve me. They've been starving African people for a long time. So Jamie White tweeted, the United Nations deleted its 13-year-old article called the benefits of world hunger moments after I published an article about it. Fortunately, an archived version can be found here. I was just like, wow. So the UN assumptions attributing to poverty and low-paying jobs or hunger are nonsense because people deprived of nourishment have stronger incentive to work. Who would have established massive biofuel production operations in Brazil if they did not know there were thousands of hungry people desperate enough to take this awful job they would offer? Kent asserts, who would build any sort of factory if they did not know that many people would be available to take the job at low pay rates? Much of the hunger literature talks about how important it is to assure that people are well fed so that they can be more productive. This is nonsense. No one works harder than hungry people. Yes, people who are well-nourished have greater capacity for productive physical activity, but well-nourished people are far less willing to do the work. Slaves to hunger are assets to people at the high end, Kent concludes. Slaves to hunger are assets to people at the high end, he concludes. Wow. So when you control the people, control the food, you control the people. And all they care about is slavery. That's all they want are slaves. They want to control all of us. They want to control our food. So go back to watch that episode I did, The Man in the High Castle. And I also took an excerpt of that and share it everywhere. I need you to share it everywhere. We need people to see what they're doing. They tell us what they're doing. They share with us. We just have to be open enough, our eyes open and our ears open enough to see it and hear it and recognize it and not, oh, I'm sure that's not what they meant. No, that's what they meant. That's what they meant. So look at this article, because I already showed you 100 different food places in a previous show in right here in the United States of America. But so I'm so glad that these farmers are seeing things for what it is. So the farmers' protests continue in Netherlands on Thursday, and now the movement is spreading. Farmers' protests were launched in Italy and Poland on Thursday. Farmers in the Netherlands blocked supermarket distribution hubs on Monday, July 4th. The farmers are outraged over new government regulations that force them to reduce their nitrogen fertilizer compounds and limit the number of livestock. The farmers argue that these policies will bankrupt their family business. Yes, it will. I mean, why do we need to reduce the nitrogen fertilizer compound? They lie to us, saying, oh, it's global change, it's global warming, it's lies. They lie. And we just showed why they lied, because they can create a slave state if they starve the people. So we're going to come up with this clever lie, and people aren't going to fact check us on it and say that the nitrogen fertilizer compounds are hurting the environment, and we have to save the environment. Otherwise, we won't be able to survive. So we have to. It is our duty to regulate this nitrogen fertilizer compound. We are doing you a favor. And on top of that, we're going to make sure that there's not enough food to go around, because we're doing you a favor, because we need slaves and you are our slaves. If you watch the show I did with Goose and Maverick, I showed you George Carlin's little bit, and he's absolutely right. There's a club and you and I aren't in it. So Reuter reports, reductions are necessary, here's the line, in emissions of nitrogen oxides from farm animal manure and from the use of ammonia in fertilizer, the government says, estimating a 30% reduction in the number of livestock is needed. I'd like to see their science. I'd like them to go out in the public, display all their scientific facts, and then let other scientific fact check them. High-intensity farms of cows, pigs, and other animals has made the Netherlands Europe's leading emitter of the substance. Construction and traffic also contribute. Of course it does. Here's the thing. In communist countries, they don't allow you to eat, at least in Cuba. I don't know about other places. They don't let you eat beef. They don't let you eat lobster, and they will imprison you for that. However, the elites get to do that. So I don't know what's good for thee should be good for me too. What's good for me should be good for thee, but that's just not how they work. So in the Netherlands, the supermarkets are starting to run out of food. Check this out. folks, it's not just the Netherlands. It's not just, it's here in the United States as well. They are trying to starve you. They want to control you. They want a slave state. They don't care about you. When you get that through your head, they don't care about you. You could see the lies for what they are. So it's been a heavy show today. There was a lot to go over on today's episode of the Amber May Show. So I hope you like, share, and subscribe. Please help me out because I really do need the financial support as well. Please go to Locals, theambermayshow.locals.com. Please consider becoming a $5 monthly contributor. $5, that would be very helpful. Please go to my website, theambermayshow.com. Click the promo section or go in the description box below. And please support people like Mike Lindell, who's been a patron, who's been trying to help our country. He's been boxed out of Walmart. He's not allowed to sell in Walmart. He's been cancel cultured. And he has a lot of employees and people depend on him for paychecks. And so he's been good to our country. People depend on him. Let's support him. His products really aren't that expensive. And right now it's he has massive sales going on. And so you can kind of double your purchasing power. Cause I think right now it's buy one, get one free. So if you go to the mypillow.com/Amber, that's my landing page, mypillow.com/Amber. You can use promo code Amber at checkout. You get a discount. We're helping to keep people employed. We're helping Mike Lindell keep the fight up. And then he also helps me out. If you need a doctor, because, you know, sick time's coming around, drcellmd.com. Use promo code Amber May. You can set up a telemed appointment if you get sick. Her supplements are fantastic. Check that out. So you're getting a discount. We're helping a real doctor who's been on the fight from the beginning, and she also helps the Amber May Show. So all my sponsors have been so great for me. If you want to lose weight, you want some really nice skin, you know, AmberMay.MyInfinity.com. I mean, it would be great because I'm trying to partner with patriots that are going to offer you a discount, and then they help me out. So it's a win-win-win-win-win for everybody. And that's how I like to roll. So if you could support my sponsors, great. If you can donate $5 a month, that would be helpful. I do need support. Thank you so much for watching today's show. It's heavy. There's a lot going on, but there's good news because we're winning. We're freeing the kids from the sex trafficking. I think these are signs to say the elite are losing their power and they're being forced to leave office. I think these are good things. So as heavy as it was, there's some positive stuff. And how do you get involved? It's simple. Local action creates national impact. That's a quote from General Flynn. Get involved in your local legislative district. Go to your meetings. They're once a month. They're 1 to 2 hours. You can become a precinct committeeman. It's, you know, you kind of help your local candidates win their offices. You get behind them. It's free. You get to know your neighbors better, but at least attend your meetings because you get to know your representatives in your legislative district. They always show up to the meetings. You get to meet them face to face. You can start building a relationship with them. And then you can start being able to tell them, hey, can you pass this law? I don't like this law. Can you do this? You build that rapport and you can start making a difference locally. We need you to get involved in your primaries. You need to be going to the election offices and volunteer. Some of them are volunteers, some of them are paid. And we need a poll watch because we can't have another stolen election. This might be the last election we have. That is how serious 22 is. This might be the last election. They've been stealing elections from us for decades. It came out in huge numbers in 2020 that they've been stealing the elections. It wasn't my vote didn't count. Your vote didn't count. They already picked who they were going to win because it's not who votes, it's who counts the votes. Joe Biden said that and so did Stalin. It's not who votes, it's who counts the votes. So you and I have to be down there watching to make sure they count it properly. So that's another way you get involved. So local involvement creates national impact. So get involved locally. We're going to win. God's on our side. And God is helping us through this. So thank you so much. Please like, share, subscribe, find me on Telegram at the Amber May Show. I always add so much more that you're not going to get on the broadcast. So always follow me on Telegram. You can find me also at True Social at Amber May or Frank Social at Amber May, but follow me on Telegram at the Amber May Show. Thank you so much. And I will see you on the next broadcast.
Hey guys, I want to give you a pro tip to help keep your family healthy when everyone around you is coughing, sniffling, or sneezing, okay? Here's what I want you to do. I want you to go first to drstellamd.com. When you're there, go ahead and grab some COVID bites. Also, get your ivermectin, set up your telemed appointment, and get your ivermectin. I'm going to give you a promo code to help you save some money, and use promo code AMBERMAY, one word, and that'll help you save money. Now, here's your pro tip for you. You can use this on your entire family. The adult doses too. I've talked to a medical expert. They said cut it in half when you're dealing with children. So one tablet. What I do with my kids, because it's just too big of a pill for them, I get a blender. I put a pill in there. I fill it with water and like some flavoring. And then boom, I have them drink it before school. Pro tip, and what it has, and it's amazing. It has quercetin, vitamin D, vitamin C, zinc, all the therapeutics to help keep your body healthy and working at optimum health. Support your body's immune system when you use the COVID bites. They're amazing. So go to drstellamd.com, grab your COVID bites, get your ivermectin, use promo code AMBERMAY, and save some money.